Yeah, Neville here. It's Sunday, August the 23rd, 2009. Welcome to PR Boo number two. A 5-minute quick look at some of the stories in the PR community online that caught my attention today in going through my RSS reader. So first is a story that I was aware of earlier in the week. In fact, interesting one, Stephen Waddington writing in Wad's PR blog on the NLA furore continuing. It's a newspaper licensing agency. This is a story about a regulatory system that's being put in place where if you're in the PR business and you send a link to a web story to a client, you have to get a license before you can do that and pay a fee, as does your client. Quite a hot topic in the PR community. And Stephen has a pretty good post on August 18th that speaks, I guess the bottom line of it is that the NLA, as he says, has taken a traditional approach to engaging with the PR industry. David Pugh, that's the managing director of the NLA, has spoken to PR Week and the CIPR and the PRCA. I think it's time it made an effort to engage those individuals who have been most critical, says David, namely PR bloggers. So he concludes his post by saying, I'd like to invite Pugh to meet with a group of PR bloggers over breakfast in the next few weeks to explain his case. David, please accept this as an open invitation. And a few comments there. I've commented not in David's blog, but I think it's a great idea. I'd go along if there's if something happens. Thus far, no date. Response from David Pugh referring to a post on the NLA website, but not specifically saying, yes, I'd like to come. So I'm waiting for more news on that one. Next is a report by, or a commentary by Todd Defrin on PR Squared about this email that went around recently, what he called some spam. I've seen others commenting on this too. Todd's, I liked his focus on it, a bit different. He says, it wasn't the most horrid spam ever, not by a long shot. The topic was social media. Did I want a review copy of an upcoming book by an author I actually do respect? This was spam I might actually eat, he says. But I was just one of the scores of people being BCC'd on this email. It wasn't written for me. It didn't reference the fact that the author and I actually know each other. It was a blanket pitch, spray and pray, a blast email the old way. And but, he says, a handful of people on that BCC list replied, yes, I want to write about this, please send me a copy. The old way equals a numbers game, he says. Send out 1,000 pictures and 5 people get interested. That's a win, given how cheap and easy it is to send out 1,000 emails. It sucks, it's on the wane, but because it still works, bad PR will never disappear completely, says Todd, sorry to say. Well, I've seen lots of posts, as I mentioned, and yours is the only one I've seen with that angle, Todd, but an interesting one, I think. Then Hans Kullen in Sweden talks about Usain Bolt, and this I thought was an interesting story. He watched his world record sprint in Berlin the other day, where he did, 300 metres, 100 metres, 100 metres in less than 10 seconds, 9.58. And talking about fan pages on Facebook, and he says something quite interesting, that there are so many unofficial fan pages, or pages generally. How do you know which is the official one? And so he says that one page has managed to attract 127,000. There's another one, the main one, more than 1 million fans. And there are several others with a few thousands or hundreds of thousands of Bolt fans. Others are piggybacking on celebrities by borrowing their names on different social networks. And he says this is maybe the time for Facebook to do something about this in the same way that Twitter has in terms of verified pages, just so you know what's what. In the case of Usain Bolt, he says it's not extremely hard to find the official page, even though hundreds of thousands have become fans of unofficial pages. And indeed, so there needs to be something to help you make a decision. Good point, Hans. I think that's worth paying attention to. And then finally, I'm going to mention something Steve Rubell talks about. Steve's always got interesting things to say in terms of where social media is going. Listen to the doers, he says. And these are the people who work behind the scenes in social media who do not want spotlights. And he says, my suggestion if you want to learn more about social media is to tune into the doers. There are many, if you know where to look, it's the doers more so than the thinkers who increasingly have the answers. I think you're right, Steve. I met some doers myself this past week in a workshop I was doing in London. And it's impressed the hell out of me, I must admit, to know there's things going on there. Anyway, that's PR Boo 2 for this week.